This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy sponsor Anglicare Victoria is the state's largest provider of foster care. During Foster Care Week from September 13 to 19, Anglicare is encouraging the LGBTIQ community to head to their website and find out how easy it is to become a foster carer. Carers come from all walks of life and can be working or home, older or younger, with or without kids. Emergency respite and longer term placements are available. Carers receive full training and ongoing support. Call now 1800 809 722 or visit anglicarevic.org.au to find out more. How deep is your love?
And you're on Joy 94.9, and How Deep Is Your Love? How Deep Is Your Love is a very good segue into what I'm going to be talking about right now. Now, this week is Foster Carers Week, and Joy 94.9 really care what our community is involved with foster care for needy children. A couple living in the West are foster carers, and to tell us a little about what it's like to be a carer for the children, on the line is Rowan, because he and his partner David are carers. Rowan, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, Rowan, how did you first become involved with foster caring?
Well, I've been involved for about 2.5 years now. Dave and I both quite like children. We're both quite close to my niece and nephew. And I guess we felt that we had the capacity to kind of contribute to the community. And caring for children was something that really interested us.
How long did the training take for you to become carers?
Well, the training, I think, is about 8 weeks. So I think typically you go to a couple of week sessions, like so in the evening, but then they combine, they do some day sessions on the weekend as well. So I think it's all in all, it goes for about 8 weeks or so. Typically, though, you'd go to like an information session first and just get a sense of, you know, what the foster care system is like, what the sort of the needs of the children are, and what the need is, I guess, in your area as well. And they start to, you know, get you to think about, well, what sort of options might kind of interest you, because there's quite a lot of flexibility, I suppose, within the system for people to kind of tailor, if you like, the sort of contribution they might want to make. So, for example, Dave and I started off as what's called respite carers. So we've had a little boy come and stay with us once a month for the weekend for about the last 2 years. And you're talking to me actually at an interesting time, because he's just about to transition to us on a full-time basis.
Right. So that's another interesting thing that could happen then, I suppose. As you say, you start off with respite care and then you finish up being full-time carers.
Yeah, look, I think it's a really good sort of... It's been a really good option for us. It's a way of kind of dipping your toe in the water, if you like, and just getting a feel for whether it's something that you are going to, want to do, and then it also, I think, helps to build a relationship with the agency that you're working with. So, for example, I'm working with Anglicare in Yarraville. They've been absolutely fantastic. So we've built quite a good relationship with a lot of the workers there over time, and I think that that's really helped us to kind of think about, well, how we want to kind of sort of move through the foster care system, if you like, to sort of transition into full-time carers.
Right, and so Anglicare do come and help you to make sure everything's going okay and all that sort of thing, do they? Or
you have like a caseworker.
Uh-huh.
They're always your contact point for issues around the management of the placement. And, yeah, they've been really fantastic. They're, you know, easy to work with, available. It's been a great agency, actually.
Right, and What do you and David get out of it most, being foster carers?
It's a really interesting thing, but I guess the thing that I sort of get out of it most is the seeing things through kids' eyes. Like, it just provides you with a lot of joy. Just, that's the thing with kids. Everything that they're doing is kind of new, and such simple things can give them such a lot of pleasure and delight. And that, for me personally, provides me with a lot of joy, because it reminds me, you know, that simple things can be just really lovely.
Because children, everything that, as you say, everything for a child is something brand new, and they see it through absolutely wondrous eyes. Everything is just wonderful for them, you know. So if they've got some loving foster parents, of course, it's going to make it a hell of a lot better than what they have probably been used to.
Yeah, and they just, you know, kids, they just want just really basic things in a way. They just want someone who's there for them. They want the stability. They want someone to read them a story. You know, they want to pat a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just really sort of simple stuff in a way, but it's can be quite rewarding. And it's also can be, you know, demanding at times as well. Like the little guy that's coming to live with us is pretty high energy.
Oh, right.
And asks a million questions. Like, I think the other day I must have been asked nearly 100 questions by lunchtime. And, you know, that can be a little bit trying at times. But they're also very funny,
mm-hmm.
As well.
And, of course, why is their favourite word, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it is his at the moment. When we go shopping, like, he's always dressed as a pirate, you know,
oh, right.
That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, and it must give you great joy as well.
It does. It gives you a lot of satisfaction. I think it's a kind of a, yeah, you're putting someone else's needs before your own, I think can be a really sort of maturing thing as well, in a way.
Because that's what parenting is, of course. You put your children's needs before yourself, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. You do. Like, and you know, that can be hard at times. But I think that's also, in a way, the source of the reward. Yeah. So, yeah. The other thing is, I think you get to meet a lot of other really amazing people. Like, there's an incredible need for foster carers at the moment. The need has never really been greater, just
yeah.
with the level of social dysfunction in the community, with you know, substance abuse, mental illness, domestic violence, which we're hearing a lot about lately, and child abuse. You know, all these things are coming together to provide more complexity, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
in the cases that are presenting themselves, and a greater need for foster carers.
Rowan, how do you become a foster carer? Do you just ring up Anglicare and sort of say, I want to be a carer, or what do you do?
Yeah, like you can, well, there's a website, I think it's called Better Futures or something like that, but if you just type in Foster Care Victoria, it will take you there.
Where to go.
But you need to, foster carers work through community service organisations,
mm-hmm.
and so you need to ultimately contact one of those organisations which operates in your area, and then go along to an information session. That's
right.
Really the first step. And then after that, there'll be some, if you're still interested, there'll be some training options. And so you need to be accredited, and there's a process for that, obviously, including, you know, police checks, and you've got to get a working with children check and that kind
that's
of
right,
stuff.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And after that, once you're accredited, then you're available to either do what I started off with, respite care, or you can go straight into foster care if you wanted to, full-time foster care.
Rowan, thank you very much for taking the time to tell us a little bit about your foster caring experiences, and it must be very, very heartwarming and welcoming, and we could recommend it to a lot of people to do it.
Thank you. I really encourage the gay community to think about it as an option. You know, in terms of one of the most frequent questions that I get asked is, you know, how do these organisations deal with gay couples? And I can honestly say that Anglicare has been fantastic. And I guess I get asked that question a lot because a lot of the community service organisations have a religious affiliation.
Yep.
But honestly, we've experienced, you know, a very warm and open kind of relationship. It's been fantastic, and I'd really encourage people to get involved.
Good. Thank you, and congratulations to David as well. Wonderful, wonderful work you're doing. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for listening to me.
Joy sponsor Anglicare Victoria is the state's largest provider of foster care. During Foster Care Week from September 13 to 19, Anglicare is encouraging the LGBTIQ community to head to their website and find out how easy it is to become a foster carer. Carers come from all walks of life and can be working or home, older or younger, with or without kids. Emergency respite and longer-term placement placements are available. Carers receive full training and ongoing support. Call now 1800 809 722 or visit anglicarevic.org.au to find out more.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.